You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Heading out?
Plainly. Mikasa y su casa, Andy. Liberty Hall.
Oh, off to do some shopping, are we?
What?
Well, it's a department store, isn't it? It's a bit posh.
Liberty Hall is an expression. It means, do what you like in my manner. Stop being a nuisance. Now, if you don't mind...
Doctor! Whoa, hold up. Where are you going, really?
Camden High Street.
Oh, not the TARDIS.
Yes, the TARDIS. It's not going to get better just sitting there. I'm thinking another test flight.
Why, because the last one went so well?
It proved we could go forward. I want to try back.
You really think that's a good idea?
I think it's an outstanding idea. You wouldn't buy a car without checking it could reverse, would you?
Never had much luck with cars. Listen, you should take that Livchenka. She seems practical. And Helen, in case you break down.
Liv and Helen are not my keepers. Just a short trip, help things run in, back in time for dinner. Interested?
Miss Sinclair.
Hello, Ron. You asked me to drop by? I'm sure, after everything, you've got questions.
We have, but there's something else I wanted a word about. Come in, I was just putting a brew on.
Thanks.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I can always come back.
Don't be daft. Tony's sorting out his singles. Found a box of his old 45s under the bed. Always loved his music.
I used to have 45s.
He never got rid. Vinyl's come back, though, hasn't it?
Has it? I've rather lost touch.
Oh, never mind. Hold on long enough, you end up so out of date, you're back in again.
Well, that's always the hope. Actually, how long have you two been together? If you don't mind me asking, that is.
Oh, ever so long. Tony, how long is it since I first charmed the pants off you?
More than 40 years. Yet less time for murder.
My, that is a lifetime.
Oi, less of that. You'll make me feel ancient.
No, it's admirable, really. Sometimes I wonder...
What, love?
If I could ever have that. If I could feel like that about someone. And they might feel the same way.
Oh, it can hit at any time. I must have been in my 20s. He was newly graduated. Proper fancy. Not a soldier boy like me. Isn't that right, Tone?
You made me lose my place. Some of these might be worth something. Proper vintage.
I said, hadn't you just graduated?
Oh, I thought it'd be exciting, better than your average lab work. I had to sign things, though. And then there was
Sometimes it was too exciting. Lost some good mates.
You found me, though. What's she doing here?
Popped in for an atter.
I'm sorry, if it's not a good time.
Helen's with the doctor, Tony. You know.
Oh, yes. Down the surgery, she had half a pint out of my arm last Thursday. Not exactly gentle.
Not Dr. Jackson. Dr. Smith.
Lost in space? Off the telly with that stupid robot?
Our landlord. Him with the jacket and the sad blue eyes.
Look, I knew that. Of course I knew. Helen, Liv, and the doctor. Just took a moment to place you, you know, without my glasses.
Oh, dear. Sorry to cause a fuss.
Not a bit of it. Come into the kitchen, miss. I'll make us that copper.
But why does everything have to be a test these days?
Tony's always been a bit absent-minded. I suppose it comes with the territory. You know, scientist types. Like your doctor.
He has his moments.
With Tone, it's things like... Say I'm going down to the lost property. I tell him I've left something in the fridge. Be sure and have your dinner. When I get back, he's lost in a book. Hasn't touched a thing.
Sounds rather idyllic. Sorry, go on.
The last day or two, he's got much worse. Don't know what I'm going to do.
What's wrong?
There's these moments he just looks at me... like he's not seen me at all.
Maybe I could have a word with Liv. See if she could help.
Would you, Helen? It'd be a weight off my mind.
Are we talking dinosaurs, though, Doctor? Be honest, I've got mixed feelings about pterodactyls.
Not as far as that. Half a century, tops. Give or take a decade.
Not very exact.
On a timescale of millennia, that's precision engineering. Anyway, the dating protocols are variable around this organization.
What organization's that, then?
UNIT. Been meaning to check up on them.
Oh, yeah. UNIT.
The TARDIS should be able to use its own timeline as a destination reference point. We got anchored down on Earth before for ages, ages and ages.
Really? As long as that?
It felt like it. Much of it's Sunday and everything's shut. Time isn't a strictly linear experience, you know.
It isn't?
You'll learn that the more you travel. Well, you coming or not?
Are you sure there won't be dinosaurs?
Reasonably. I did meet a pterodactyl once, on the London Underground.
Well, they'll give an oyster card to anyone. What did you do?
I hit it with a mop.
No.
But you haven't even heard...
I've told you, I'm a med tech, not a 21st century doctor. Diseases, medication, resources, they all change.
In your brave new world, people don't ever turn forgetful.
No, but we had robots to help with their care.
Isn't that a little cold?
They can be more patient than people. Would you be able to look after someone that doesn't know you?
That rather depends on the person. What you felt about them, I mean.
It's difficult work.
That doesn't change my answer.
Oh, Miss Chenka, lovely to see you. Come in.
Her as well? This place is like a bus stop. I'll be asking for a discount on rent.
Shut up and eat your biscuits. Would you mind giving me a hand in the kitchen, Liv?
As long as you don't expect miracles.
No, we'll make do without.
Oh, don't mind me. Not that anyone ever does.
Why didn't you show me those records, Tony? I might know some of them.
I was telling Helen, I'm not sure what I can do.
You see, he goes for his checkups, but he won't speak about the stuff that's really worrying him.
You talk about it, you make it real. Okay, I'll admit basic human psychology doesn't change.
What, miss?
Tony first has to recognise he has a problem. Possibly I could help with that, but I'd strongly recommend he sees a doctor.
Oh, Tony, I can hear you conspiring. I'm not stupid.
Your partner is just concerned.
Well, I've got good reasons not to trust doctors.
It wouldn't hurt, Tony, to get a second opinion.
Oh, one glimpse of that blue box, anyone sensible would run a mile.
Blue box? What, did Tanya or Robin say something?
That's not what me and Liv were on about. You're forgetting.
I mean, you're the one that's forgotten. Half the scrapes in our unit days, he was slap bang in the middle.
We weren't going to mention that. Not until the right time. We agreed.
Excuse me, what's going on? What exactly is the right time?
What do you know about unit and the doctor?
What do you know about unit, miss?
It's a military organisation dealt with alien incursions. The doctor used to work for them. He's always been a bit cagey.
Well, then, so did we.
We weren't sure what to say or when we could say it. Tony's retired now.
Oh, that doesn't mean I'm losing it.
But I keep my hand in a little. Help out. When you're unit, you learn to be cautious.
You're saying you both met the doctor before?
The secrets in this house.
It wasn't exactly him, miss. You may find this difficult to credit, but the doctor used to have a different face.
Really? You don't say.
We are familiar with regeneration, thank you very much.
Well, that's all right then. That makes it easier. When we first knew him, he was an old guy, all capes and frilly shirts.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that.
I'm hardly old, Ron.
That's what he looked like to me. I was just a boy, remember? We both were. I wonder what I'd make of him now.
But no. The doctor was young. Leather jacket and sad blue eyes. That's what you said. Those were your actual words.
Tony, love, that wasn't our doctor. Not at UNIT. Not back then.
It doesn't look that different. Less traffic, still Camden.
What did you expect, the Siege of Troy?
Although, isn't that at our price? Oh, I had a Saturday job in one of those.
The past is a foreign country. They have different shops there.
Don't be rude, it was proper mint. I had a staff discount on everything.
Well, come along, our price, Andy. This way to the tower, I think.
Now, I bet that hasn't changed. I went on a school trip once. Probably got the same ravens.
The ravens used to be clockwork. Always running down, but they could still give you a nasty peck. Must have got upgraded all around the time they installed a UNIT lab in the basement.
Backup. UNIT lab. In the Tower of London.
Wasn't it on your guided tour?
Well, I must have skipped it that day.
When the TARDIS got stranded before, I got very close to fixing it. The Time Lords, with their usual magnificent condescension, decided to lift my travel ban anyway. Now, I reckon, if I can borrow that old research, it would give me a head start with the current problem.
So, let's be clear. We've travelled back in time so you can nick a TARDIS patch from yourself.
Pretty much.
Isn't that cheating?
Hardly. It's my own work. And he doesn't need it. He's about to be set free.
Doctor, I don't know how to break this to you, but you can't just steal things from a top-secret military base.
Why not?
But there'll be security.
Ah, but I have lanyards. One for me and one for you.
Dr. J. Smith, scientific advisor. J. Grant, special operative. What's the J stand for?
Joe.
Well, there's no photo. What if I don't look anything like him?
Well, that's okay. I don't look anything like me either.
What if we get stopped?
Improvise. Don't worry. I'll vouch for you.
The doctor always turned the world upside down. It was like, in order to mend it, he had to break it first.
To be fair, that is very accurate.
You shouldn't try so hard, Tony. Maybe if you had a lie down.
I don't need a nap. You, whatever you're called, you were sticking your nose into how me and him got together.
I was asking, but it's not important.
It's hugely important. Your doctor, he was there that first day.
Don't think he was, love. Can't have been.
No, don't interrupt. Let it come to him.
I had this horrible suit. I bought it with my first wages. I thought I was so smart.
Make an appointment with the barber, Mr. Clare. You're not in Soho now.
I hate to remind you, but I'm not one of your soldiers, Brigadier.
That's quite correct. Your contract is still under review. Lose the locks, Mr. Clare. I may yet learn to live with the jacket.
I liked that suit. Made you stand out. You were always brave.
I was an idiot. Those first days in the lab, doing analysis, I had no idea what I was getting into.
Four point five, 8.9, 7.3, mainly alkaline, 12.9, 11.5.
Mr. Clare, what do you think you're doing, man, subjecting us all to this ghastly racket?
Sorry, I'll turn it up right away. You.
Gotcha.
Oh, what a rotten trick. Didn't half make me jump.
You had kittens.
Don't. I've already had one row today off Stuart.
Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart.
Oh, I'll get the lingo eventually.
What's he on about anyway?
Oh, he doesn't like my hair, doesn't like my jacket, doesn't like my face either, I expect.
Oh, don't be daft. It's a nice face. Kind of distinctive.
Thanks, ever so.
I mean it. How could he object to that face?
Is there something you're trying to say, Lance Corporal Winters? I've had enough of being ragged on.
Just that old Stuart's not so bad. Always does the right thing by his men.
So young. None of us knew what we were doing with UNIT.
Not with anything. Not really.
I've been here nearly a month, Lance Corporal. You're the only one who bothers to talk to me.
Well, there's been a bit of a flap on. Case of infiltration.
All I've done is sit on my backside, running tests on scraps of PVC. I asked if I could use that other workshop. It's better equipped, but your brigadier didn't like that. Said it's reserved for the Doctor. Doctor who? I said.
You ain't met the Doctor yet?
Clearly.
You'll like him. He's super smart. Got a thing for fancy equipment, fast cars and smart gear. He'd probably even like that suit.
I'm overwhelmed.
And there's his assistant, Joe. Loads of fun and so brave. Little bit of an eye for the soldiers.
Really? And nobody mind?
Why would they mind? What are you on about, Claire?
I've been wondering if I'm right for this job. If I fit in. The work's been pretty routine so far, and I don't like being shouted at.
You'll get used to it.
I won't. Every day takes an eternity. To be honest, I'm thinking of quitting.
You wanted me to stay. You showed me something. Something you'd found.
Sounds about right. I was always trying to impress the pretty boys.
You weren't that impressive.
I must have done something right. Eventually.
Oh, it's getting away again.
Ron, do you still have anything from those days here in the flat?
I don't know, miss. How do you mean?
It's a technique in cases of amnesia. You provide a stimulus for the senses. One set of neurons fires and triggers other dormant but related neurons.
Like Proust, tasting his Madeleine biscuits, unlocking a sudden rush of memory.
Exactly.
Let's see. I've one of me old uniforms back of the wardrobe. Not that it fits very well.
You must have worn that often, though. The more specific, the better.
Maybe there is something. Tony's old transistor.
A semiconductor.
Portable radio. No valves. They were highly desirable once upon a time.
Imagine.
Oh, he used to play it in the lab. Said it kept him going. Oh, I saw it just recently in that box of old records.
Oh, that radio. Yes.
Maybe things will pick up. Anyway, I'd miss you.
You would?
Here. Maybe this'll grab your attention. It was recovered this morning. I still need to log it and hand it in.
What is that?
Found it half buried down the side of an old church. I reckon it's brand new.
Compact, clearly designed to be carried. Dials like clock faces. I suppose these must be controls. Oh, responsive to touch. Never seen anything like it. Must be experimental.
You like experimental, then?
Of course. This is more like it.
Tony, I was thinking. When I get leave, I usually swap into my civvies, head into town.
Fascinating.
Haven't been here that long. Don't know the right places. Perhaps we could...
Ah, Lance Corporal Winters!
Quick, I shouldn't have shown you. Shove the gadget under your papers.
Oh. Ah, there you are, just the chap.
Sir?
Got a prisoner coming in, picked up by the police. Caused quite a bit of a ruckus in Hackney's supermarket fruit and vegetable aisle, apparently. Foraging for supplies, I shouldn't wonder.
Sorry, sir, but isn't that a civilian matter? What's it got to do with us?
I'm coming to that, Winters. He's a big chap, over 6 foot, built like a gorilla, unusually strong and surprisingly hairy.
Gosh.
You may well say gosh, Mr. Clare. He took down 2 officers before being knocked out with a tranquilizer gun. Origin suspected non-terrestrial.
Alien?
That is what the term means. You signed the papers, didn't you, Claire? Watched the briefing film, How to Get Ahead in UNIT? Yes, quite proud of that, actually.
Very informative, sir. I just didn't think I'd actually get to meet an alien.
You won't. Not today, anyway. Winters, I suspect, is one of those Ogron chaps. Must have got left behind on Recce.
Not Ogrons. They're always so mardy.
Get the cell prepped. We'll hold on to him till the Doctor returns. We can figure out what to do on a more permanent basis. Come along, Winters.
But, sir, I just need to grab...
At once! Let's show these civilian bots how to do things.
Yes, sir.
It's okay, Lance Corporal. I'll take care of that matter.
Ta very much.
Winters, must I do everything myself?
Coming, sir. Sorry, sir.
That nice Lance Corporal has left me a mystery. Noisy little gadget, aren't you? Better have the radio on in case you give me away. Need to approach this methodically. Must be interference.
Oh! Oh, what the heck?
Your transistor looks a bit scorched.
Not bad, Nick, given how old it is. We stopped using it, didn't we?
I believe everything's digital now, whatever that means.
No, that wasn't it. Only ever played the same old songs.
Maybe it's preset to one broadcast stream. Retro entertainment?
Sounds rather jolly.
Can't spend your entire life stuck in the past. I wonder if it's good for batteries.
Doesn't need batteries. Here, you're doing it all wrong.
Oh, lovely.
That's our tune.
Sentimental old fool.
The exact same song. It was playing the day you asked me out.
What a thing to remember.
Well, I'd hardly forget. It was like it gave you confidence.
Well, back then I was new at that sort of thing, you know.
Well, that's not what I heard.
I meant love, you clot.
What about the other broadcasts? They can't all be retro.
Don't think there are any other stations on it.
There must be. Let me see.
An afternoon in a London basement. Light streaming down like it's always summer. 19...
Oh. What's wrong?
Did you get a shock, miss? Stupid old box. I should never have dug it out.
Something buzzed in my pocket.
Your phone. I jump every time.
Well, I haven't got one. Must be something else. The TARDIS key?
See that door at the back? That's my old lab. One of them, anyway. I used to be the sort of person that had laboratories, plural.
I can't believe these lanyards worked. We could get arrested.
And I can't send you to the tower. You already there?
Oh, very comforting.
Right, you're going to have to distract that man.
Distract him how, exactly?
Engage him in conversation. Ask him something.
Like what?
Like, why is your radio on fire? Do you want help putting it out? I thought you were the police. You're meant to be good at questions.
Yeah, fair point.
Well, go on. Off you go. Once you've got him talking, I'll nip around the back of the workbenches.
You all right, mate? Need a hand there?
Under control. Don't know what made it do that.
Oh, did you recharge batteries you shouldn't? Because that never goes well.
Don't think so, no. We haven't met. You new here too?
Yes. I'm new. That's what I am. Andy. Grant?
Tony Clare. Sorry about the mess. I'm usually better organised.
Tony? Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me?
Well, it's just Baker Street. No, never mind.
Clare, have you got that gadget? I've got to get it logged. Brigg'd have me hide if he knew I'd left it.
Oh, it's here, Winters. It's safe.
I thought I heard fireworks. Worried it had lit up or something.
No, just his radio. Oh, my word. Both of you.
Who are you exactly?
You're Ron Winters. Ron and Tony.
Yeah, what if I am? Can I see your pass, sir?
Oh, it's okay, Winters. Andy's new, like me.
I don't think he is. I'd have been informed. I reckon you need to come with me, sir, right now.
Oh, don't be daft. He's all right. He came to help me with my radio.
Yeah, calm down, Ron. Listen to your boyfriend.
What?
Oh, heck. You're not together? Not yet?
Together?
Hardly.
No, it's just, in my time, you're such a lovely old couple and...
Old?
Look, what is this? What's going on?
Come on, Andy, no time for chatting. I've got the circuit.
Well, look at this, another one. Stealing from the doc's lab while your accomplice here kept Clareboy talking. Probably blew that radio up remotely as a distraction.
That's hardly sporting.
Stealing's harsh, I'd say more borrowing.
Be fair, he is the doctor. He can't steal from himself.
Thank you, Andy. I'm not sure that's going to get us out of this. An okra? We're a long way from home.
Out of way.
Rude? Does it hurt to say excuse me?
Where is it? Know it.
after that gadget.
Stand down. That's an order.
Brigadier. Oh, this just keeps getting better.
What the devil?
It's me! It's the Doctor. How are you?
Dealing with an escaped prisoner. Put the device down.
Whoa. What just happened?
We're back at the door.
Nothing's been smashed. No big, hairy space ape.
Ogron.
Ogron, thank you. And young Tony Clare's still got his smoking radio.
Oh, that's Tony. From the house. Look at his hair.
Okay, newsflash. He's definitely not going out with Ron Winters. Although I am detecting a certain tension.
Not our business. I'm going to get my circuit.
Whoa, what about the whole time jump thing? Everything's gone back, but we know it's happened.
We are time travellers. Deja vu with added menace is an occupational hazard.
Oh, that explains everything. Look, here comes Ron again.
Claire. Try and find out about that device while I get my component.
What if there's another time jump?
Then we get another chance to get it right. Go on, don't be distracted.
Oh, hello again, Tony. Ron?
Who the heck is this?
I haven't the foggiest.
You should put your hands up, sir, carefully.
Oh, go on then. But I'm warning you, you'll have worse problems in a moment.
Is that a threat, sir? Because I advise you not to escalate matters.
What's that?
Told you.
Winters, where are you, ma'am? We've an escaped prisoner.
Where device? Give device now.
What device? I've no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe not the best tactic.
No hiding. Fed up with games. Give now.
My head.
Ooh, nasty.
You big bully. You didn't have to hit him.
This time, I go.
It's not just mine. Your key affects it as well. Every time it gets near.
What can we deduce from that?
Oh, it's a naff old radio. Metal keys interfere with the area.
No. It responds to TARDIS keys. There's a difference.
Oh, my head's killing me.
You all right, love? I'll turn it off if it's bothering you.
Oh, nothing stays the same. It keeps changing.
Best sit down, eh?
Oh, it's getting worse. Every time I try and remember. Your doctor's done this. Messed up my head.
You can't blame the doctor, Tone.
Oh, you always see the best in people. Too dumb to do anything else. Taken in by blue eyes and a nice smile.
Maybe he's right.
Oh, very much. I know Tony can be a pain. There's no need for you to join in.
No, that's not what I meant. Maybe it's not Tony's memories that are at fault. Maybe it's time.
You mean the doctor, our doctor, that is, really was there in Tony's past?
He could be there right now. Changing things.
Why would he do that?
He's a Time Lord. Not always a very careful one.
That's not entirely fair. His travels don't usually mess up people's memories.
He doesn't usually have a malfunctioning TARDIS. Anyway, how would we know? Maybe he rewrites memories all the time. We're usually with him, so we're protected.
What a horrible thought.
When did you last see the Doctor?
Earlier today. He said he was off on a little trip.
There you go.
He wouldn't have gone without us.
Oh, he totally would. If he was up to something. Only one way to find out.
Yeah, where are you going?
Camden. See if the TARDIS is still there.
Well, I'm coming with you. If there's something happening to my Tony, I want to help.
Ron, don't.
It won't be long, love. You try and get some rest.
I'll keep an eye on the patient.
Back again. Groundhog Day.
Oh, definitely an Ogron.
No, it's a film. They did one on Buffy, too. And the Next Gen. Oh, and X-Files. And you totally knew that, didn't you?
Humans watch so much television. How do you find time to breathe?
Look, less mocking, more solving the problem, maybe.
I told you, last loop, find out about the device while I get my circuit.
Well, maybe it's your circuit that's got us stuck on repeat. Ever think of that?
Did you notice my TARDIS is stuck in space, not time?
Well, yes.
I'm borrowing a modified directional unit. It's not chronological at all.
Oh.
Didn't even make it to my old lab last week. You need to try harder, be more engaging. Go on, use some charm.
Oh, not charm. This is worse than that training weekend. I hate roleplay.
Oh, hello. You new here too?
No, actually, I'm not. I'm Joseph Grant, special operative. Look, I've got a little card.
Joe, Lance Corporal Winters was just telling me about you.
He was?
We have something in common.
Really? What's that then?
Well, not to put too fine a point on it. Men.
We both are one?
Yes, but what I meant is, you know what it's like. Military organisations, not necessarily the most progressive. It'd be good to have an ally. You're not making this easy.
Tell you what, why don't we leave all that to one side, and you show me the device you've hidden under the papers on your workbench.
How did you know about that? You are Joe Grant?
Yes.
The doctor's assistant, who has an eye for the soldiers?
Ah, funny story about that.
Claire, have you got that gadget? I've got to get it logged. Brigid'd have me hide if he knew I'd left it.
It's here, Winters.
I thought I heard them. What's going on here?
Oh, I've met Joseph. I think we're going to be friends.
Looks like there were fireworks. Maybe not the sort I was expecting.
Oh, not you as well.
What are you talking about, Winters?
I thought you were shy, or I'd read the signals wrong, or maybe I just wasn't the right bloke. All that time dropping by the lab trying to chat you up.
You were trying to chat me up?
Yeah! Why do you think I kept coming here?
This is such a classic misunderstanding. You'd laugh if you
really
knew.
I don't think I would, mate. Why don't you push off?
Whoa, steady.
Winters, where are you, man? We've an escape.
Fed up. Can not do this again.
What the heck is that?
Oh, hurrah. It's a great big space apron. Let's get this over with, then.
What's it want?
Escape. Now.
You and me both.
Thing is, Tony can't stay mixed up. I mean, there was that glimpse of us on the weird future telly. He looked all right then.
Time doesn't work like that, I'm afraid. The future's only the future from one standpoint.
You're telling me, miss. In my unit days, we left that kind of stuff to the doctor.
It's all in flux, from what I understand. Some big, important moments stay fixed. Everything else can change.
Oh, so you're saying me and Tony, we're not important. Our lives, our memories, they could all get swept away. That doesn't sound fair.
It often isn't. The doctor would know what to do.
I don't know what I'll do if Tony doesn't get better. I mean, he snaps at me occasionally.
Occasionally?
Oh, that's just his way. I know you and Helen are all modern and relaxed about relationships.
We don't talk about everything, you know.
Not everyone used to be so accepting. You had to find a way to cope with being different. Tony's was to make himself all spiky, didn't want to let in anything that might hurt him. It's always been what he doesn't say that's important.
Speaking of things notable by their absence...
What, love?
No blue box. The TARDIS is definitely gone.
He's off? Somewhere?
Somewhen.
Ah, Doctor! Doctor! Oh, where have you got to this time? Better leave a note. I have a bad-tempered Ogron and some alien tech waiting analysis. Oh, Doctor, you always did pick your moments.
How about this for a moment?
What the devil? Who are you, sir?
The Doctor. Although definitely not the one you were expecting.
Whatever do you mean? You haven't gone and done it again, have you?
Regenerated? Like you wouldn't believe.
Where's Miss Grant?
Happy, I hope. It's been a while.
You hope? If you've left her somewhere...
I'm from your future, Brigadier. Unit labs and cups of cocoa heated over Bunsen burners, they're all long, long ago. You know, I've missed this old place. Never thought I'd say that.
Nothing old about it. State-of-the-art equipment, as you requested.
Of course. Now tell me about the alien tech.
Well, Winter's uncovered some kind of gubbins, definitely non-terrestrial. Might be connected to our Ogron friend.
That would make sense. It wouldn't be the first occasion they've got their paws on time technology.
Time technology?
Yes, Brigadier. We are all caught in a time loop that's reiterating and decaying. One end is centered on that machine your Ogron pal is so passionately keen on. Unfortunately, only me and Andy have the necessary time travel chops to retain full memory of events.
I see.
Well, you're taking all this very calmly.
You're asking me to accept that you're the Doctor, from my future, with a new face, and no Miss Grant. And no sooner have I grasped this perplexing situation, it's all going to be wiped away from my mind by some sort of time loop anyway.
That's about the size of it, yes.
Very well, how can I help?
Well, that's it. Well, no questions, no bluster, no sudden wild assertions we're not in Chroma anymore.
Frankly, Doctor, what'd be the point? Nothing about you surprises me anymore. Anyway, action is the thing, so let's prioritize. What can we do, if anything, to stop this infernal time loop thing?
I never did give you enough credit.
Hmm? What?
Old me. I could sometimes be a little snappish, couldn't I?
Well, you are occasionally a little curt.
I wasn't used to being trapped in one place, one time. Frustration comes out in all kinds of ways.
Yeah, nobody likes to be confined to barracks. Perfectly understandable, old chap.
You know what? I'm sorry. You're a good friend to me. The best of friends. And I don't think I ever said that.
Oh, good heavens. Well, Doctor, now I know the world is ending. What the devil's that?
I shouldn't worry. It's probably just the Ogron breaking out of its cell.
The Ogron?
Doesn't matter.
I left Winters guarding him. Back in a jiff. Need to take care of this.
Winters, where are you?
Off to save the world again, eh? Not a care for yourself. Isn't that just typical? I just grab my circuit. And now our moment is gone.
Home again. How are you feeling, love?
Hmm?
How's he been? Be honest.
A little worse. I tried to persuade him to go lie down, but he keeps fiddling with that radio.
Still the same song. Like it's locked on repeat.
I had to listen out for them playing it. You couldn't choose what you wanted back then.
What about the TARDIS?
Gone. It must have moved in time.
Unless he fixed it completely.
Without boasting about it to us first.
Please. It still doesn't mean we should blame the Doctor. Didn't UNIT deal with all kinds of phenomena, Ron?
Oh, yeah. Loads. I saw moving statues, jaguar people, dozens of tin robots, even a ghost. That was a night. Those Borders lads were wild.
Some of those aliens must have had time travel capabilities.
There was a thing. Big hairy ape fellas, stroppy in a corner.
Ogrons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yellow teeth. Black eyes, breath, stank of fear.
Fancy you remembering that.
What are you saying? Why wouldn't I remember?
Okay, calm down. Deep breaths.
You're safe here.
No Ogrons for miles.
But it killed you, Ron. It killed you. It killed you. It killed you.
I demand an explanation.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to...
Listen to me. That Ogron is looking for a time-space machine. It's malfunctioning. With each use, the loop is decaying.
Do you understand this, Claire?
Not a word.
Who are these men?
Brigadier Alistair Gordon Lethbridge Stewart. I'm going to say something, and then you are going to trust me. TARDIS, Cybermen, Axons, Zodin, the Master. Hello, I'm the Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor, what must we do?
Good man. Stop the Ogron getting the box.
Winters, where's the technology?
Give device.
Quick, Claire, throw it here to me.
Oh, heck. Catch.
No game play.
Come and get it, big man.
Ron? Can you hear me? Ron?
You killed Winters. You monster. You killed him. You killed him!
Pull yourself together, man. Stay focused on the target.
Target? I'm not a soldier. What am I even doing here?
Must work this time.
Calm down, love. There's no Ogrons. Not here.
Get away from me!
Tony!
Saying nonsense. Just words. Who are you?
Oh, heavens, don't. I'm Ron. You're Ronnie.
Don't touch me!
How can you say that?
Tony, can you look at me? Just for a moment. I'm a medtech. A doctor.
Doctor? No doctors.
A medical professional. You're safe. You're in your own home. Nothing can harm you. Can you say your name for me?
Rupert Anthony Clare.
That's right, that's his full name. Never liked it because of the bear.
How would you know?
All these years, Tony, every day since UNIT.
What's he on about? I don't know anything about UNIT.
Tony, can I call you Tony?
Well, you can, because you asked nicely. He can't.
You're breaking my heart.
Tony, I need you to remain calm. Me and my colleagues are working on a way to put this right.
What can we do?
He must be at the centre of the time disruption. That's why his memories keep slipping and shifting.
Poor soul.
His reaction to the Doctor, the absence of the TARDIS, it must mean the Doctor is there with him as well. I know it.
If there was only some way of reaching him, telling him to stop, to put things right.
Sending a message across time. It's tricky. You need the right equipment.
No, love. Maybe not now, eh?
I can play it if I want.
Always the radio. Why does it blow up? This patch of reality must be wearing a little thin.
Never mind that. We're back at the start. Ron must still be alive.
Yes, that's the nature of a time loop. Keep up.
We just saw a man die, Doctor.
I wish I could say it was a novel experience. Generally, people stay dead, though. Perhaps someone coming back to life is something to celebrate.
Sorry, I'm a bit stressed. Not sure how much more of this I can take.
You're not the only one. Friend Ogron is getting exceedingly grumpy.
It's not just us that remember.
Notice that, did you? The Ogron's inside the machine's field when it activates, protects the user. Much like my TARDIS protects us. I wonder if young Tony's connected as well.
Doctor, I really, really don't want to see Ron killed again. Or anyone else for that matter. Can't we do something?
Yes, break the loop. The Brigadier is right. Sometimes it's best just to charge in.
Oh, can you do that? What about me?
Keep the soldiers busy while I grab the TARDIS circuit. I'm gonna need it.
I'm sorry, Tony. That song is starting to drive me mad.
Oh, don't! You'll break it.
Maybe that's what we need.
A broken radio?
The radio's in the past as well, remember? You both said it was there the same day you two got together.
Playing our song.
It links then and now. You mean we could send a message back using the radio?
But that thing's just a receiver, not a transmitter. What are you staring at? I started in the signal core. Battlefield communication.
So we need a way to modulate the sound. Something chronologically active.
Like a TARDIS key?
Oh, stop doing that.
No, we need to do it more.
Use the interference to send the message.
You'd need something basic. You've only got on and off.
Music or no music?
Morse code. Dots and dashes. Here, give me your pen, Tone.
I don't owe you anything.
Oh, never mind. I'll get it myself. Tell me what you want to say and I'll put down how to send it. Give me something to focus on.
Keep it simple. Keep it short. It'll get degraded across time.
How about help, Doctor? Stop.
To the point, certainly.
Make it SOS instead of help. That's proper.
Save our souls.
You'd better. I'm writing down the code.
We use both our TARDIS keys together. Move them towards the radio to interrupt the music.
Will it work? Even if he hears it, will the Doctor understand?
Of course he will. The man's an old soldier. Here.
Okay, here goes.
Careful. Too much signal, we could overwhelm the equipment. Who knows what might happen at the receiving end?
Together, then.
Together.
What is going on? Who are you?
No time, no time. You've got to trust me. Look at my eyes. Don't I have an honest face?
No. To be honest, you look kind of sad.
Well, nobody's happy for always, but you might be, Tony Clare, for a good few years if you just let me help.
Hey, put that gadget down.
Here comes the Oberon. He's early.
Yeah, like I said, loop's decaying. Stall him.
Well, because that worked so well last time.
We need to isolate and specify the users. Lock out any guests.
Eureka! Doctor!
Give to me. Want to go.
Wish granted.
What this?
An extra-dimensional eddy. And no place, no time, loop within a loop. So we can talk.
It's pretty. All colors.
Yeah, what the ape boy said.
Ogron. Ape is offensive.
I beg your pardon. What should I call you?
Grom.
Of course. Grom. The Ogron. Yeah, figures.
Good traditional name. Strong.
Yes.
Nobody called Grom ever eaten by Ogron eater.
Oh, well, that's nice. What is an Ogron eater, apart from the obvious?
A large orange predator with a bag of jelly with teeth. They're native to his home planet.
Miss home. Want to go home.
Even with the Ogron eaters?
Ogron eaters, part of home too. All I see now is Cell. Angry ape people over and over.
I thought ape was offensive.
Thinks you're the apes. He has a point. You're much closer, genetically speaking.
Thanks.
Round and round I go. No way out. Head hurt from the heaviness of it all.
You're saying you're sad?
What you think?
Well, when I'm sad, I usually just heat up a lasagna and go on the PlayStation for a bit.
Ogrons, not have. Lasagna. Everything bad.
There's your glitch. The directional component is shot. Rather than translocating the user across space and time, it's only performing half its function.
Oh, who'd have a rubbish time machine like that?
I can't imagine.
Can you fix it?
Oh yeah, I can fix it all right. I've known how to get out of this loop for several iterations.
Well, so what's the problem?
Who'd have a rubbish time machine? I need to give up my TARDIS circuit.
The one you came to find? That's harsh.
No other option. Here, take your wretched machine. I've rebuilt it.
Mean it? Can really go home?
Yes, click your heels together 3 times, Dorothy. Remember, there's no place like...
Home.
I didn't even say thanks.
Whoa, colours are fading. What happens to us?
Loops are over. We go back to...
Oh, not again.
I was listening to that.
Plenty of time for dancing later.
What are you doing?
There's something anachronistic about this radio. It's like it's been targeted from the future. Your time, Andy.
Don't look at me. I didn't do anything.
S-T-O-P.
Yeah, stop. Don't let it blow up again.
That's why we kept buffering to this point. Gron wasn't exactly operating his time machine with finesse. We all could have been catapulted back much, much further. The anachronism created a stop point to the loop.
Uh-huh. No idea what you're talking about right now.
Like shoving a bookend on a temporal shelf? We're lucky we didn't drop off into eternity.
Look, what's going on? Who are you?
Traveling repairman. There, I've fixed your radio. Shouldn't give you any bother now.
It wasn't giving me any bother before.
Claire, have you got... I was looking for, what was I looking for?
Look, come here, man. Listen, I think you were looking for Tony Clare.
I was.
Between you and me, he's getting a little bit fed up with you popping in and out of his lab. He's hoping you'll man up and ask him out.
What? Seriously? He wants to go out with me.
We've got to be in it to win it, haven't you? Good luck.
Hey, where are you going? You can't just say that and run off.
Come on, Doctor. My work here is done.
You are so sentimental.
More or less sentimental than sending a lost Ogron home?
Gron was disrupting the timelines. Cronon displacement settling nicely.
What is that thing, exactly?
Sort of a screwdriver. Uses modulated sound waves. Just a gimmick, really.
I see. Where'd you get it?
I was going spare, lying around my old lab.
Doctor!
What? I don't even get to salvage one of his old rotten cast-offs.
Ah, you chaps must be the police.
I'm about as far from police as you can imagine.
Apart from the whole police box thing.
Can't seem to place. We were expecting a prisoner.
Don't worry about it, Brigadier. There'll be another alien invasion along shortly.
If you are not the police, what are you doing here?
I was covering for an old friend. Here, I suppose you'd better pass this on. Time we were off.
Police box? What did that fellow say?
I put my foot in it today like you wouldn't believe.
I might.
Do you think they'll be okay, Ron and Tony?
I told you, unit dating can be variable.
That wasn't the sort of dating you meant, though, was it?
Time will tell, Andy. I reckon they'll figure it out.
Oh, thanks for all your help, ladies.
You sure you'll be all right?
He's himself again. That's all that matters. If there's still the odd moment, well, we'll figure it out like we always have.
Of course. Let us know if there's anything.
Thanks. I will.
Do you really think that's it? All Tony's memory problems sorted.
Well, I didn't say that.
We're back to normal, anyway.
None of us are normal. Not when you've been around the doctor. It changes you.
I don't know if I find that very comforting. Perhaps we should be more open about things. The Actars are asking questions.
I'll have a word with the doctor when he gets back. One other thing.
Yes?
Before all this started, you were asking Ron and Tony about their relationship.
I was interested.
Really? In all the time I've known you...
What?
Relationships are not something you've talked about much. That's all.
Liv, I had a brother.
Yeah, I know. George. There's a Harry too, isn't there?
Yes, but there was also Albie. Albert, really.
You've never mentioned him?
Father would get terribly cross. Tore up all his photographs, but I never forgot. I mean, I couldn't.
Helen, what are you saying?
He was disowned. A blot on the family name because he wasn't the right sort, not back then. He was like Ron and Tony.
You mean he was gay?
People can say that so easily now, can't they? I'm almost jealous. On his behalf, I mean...
Or maybe he was bisexual or pan. A man who loved men, anyway. It doesn't matter.
He was just Albie. My big brother.
We don't have to use words. Not if you don't want to.
He was in the wrong place at the wrong time, that's all. He was caught and sent away to prison. That's why Father disowned him.
That's awful.
I looked it up on Aisha's phone once, on that, wiki... encyclopedia thing. Homosexuality decriminalised, 1968. There it was. So matter of fact, like it was nothing. With Ron and Tony, I sometimes think...
What?
If only Albie could have held on. That could have been him.
Love doesn't run to a schedule. There's usually a timing malfunction somewhere along the line.
But he could have had that. I look at Ron and Tony, Liv, and I'm so happy for them, honestly.
But it
hurts a little as well.
You do understand, don't you?
You never said anything, Helen. All this time, we could have talked any time you liked. You always know that, right?
Not everything's easy to say.
Maybe it should be.
Do you mean I'm still a mystery to you, Miss Chenka? Even after all this time?
Even after all this time.
I was thinking, maybe later we could go somewhere, if you don't mind a drink with a soldier.
Lance Corporal Winters, are you asking me out?
I reckon I am. What do you say?
It's the strangest thing. Feels like I've been waiting ages for you to say something.
Funny, I thought I was waiting for you.
What do you know? Maybe this job isn't so bad after all.
Tony.
Lance Corporal Winters!
Sir!
Oh, good heavens.
I was just liaising with Mr. Clare about... What were we liaising about?
That piece of equipment. We seem to have mislaid it.
I see. Well, I shall be in my office. If you see the doctor and Miss Grant, send them along, would you? And as for the other matter, the one you were both discussing...
Sorry, sir. Won't happen again, sir. Not on duty.
Not on duty is right. However...
Sir?
What my soldiers do after hours is entirely their own affair. And good luck to them. Unit has dealt with stranger things in its time.
Really, sir? Thank you, sir.
Yes, well. Carry on, Lance Corporal. Liberty Hall.
Thought they'd never go. Now, we're alone. How about a little dance?
Well, must we? Haven't I suffered enough?
You are so mean to me. Don't know why I put up with it.
Well, let's see what's on the radio.
Not tired of this one yet?
It grows on you. I thought I'd give it one more chance.
Now I remember why we stopped using that thing. All it does is play songs from 1 year. Yeah,
ever since the doctor fixed it, the silly beggar.
Good year, though.
It wasn't so bad.
Nice to remember, once in a while. I love you, you know, you daft old man.
Yes, I know. Now, how about that dance?
Tells me that you are the one. If only we could lift above the sky, we could go and take a super cosmic ride. The wizards of the universe gave us love.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Stranded, Unit Dating, written by Roy Gill. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann, Liv Chenka, Nicola Walker, Helen Sinclair, Hattie Morahan, Sergeant Andy Davidson, Tom Price, Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart and Gron, John Colshaw, Ron Winters, David Shaw Parker, Tony Clare, Jeremy Clyde, Winters, Oscar Batterham, Clare, Ewan Goddard. Other roles played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design, Benji Clifford. Music, Jamie Robertson. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.
Hello, I'm Roy Gill, and I'm the writer of this episode of Stranded, which is called Unit Dating.
No. The Doctor was young. Leather jacket and sad blue eyes. That's what you said. Those were your actual words.
Tony, love, that wasn't our Doctor. Not at Unit. Not back then.
Matt sent me the scripts of Series 1, and I really enjoyed reading through them. I was really intrigued by this sort of Tales of the City type setup of this this big house with all these people in it who had different backstories and connections to the Doctor, past and present, and it was really something I was quite looking forward to getting involved in. There was also the possibility of including the Brigadier in the past sections, which was quite exciting, voiced as he is now by the wonderful John Culshaw. The Brig's a character I have a lot of affection for. I think, like a lot of Doctor Who fans, you know, he's one of the Doctor's oldest friends and a staunch ally, and basically this all-round decent guy. And I think he has this quite this dry sense of humour where he doesn't allow himself to be too nonplussed by all the madness the Doctor's thrown into his life.
This is John Culshaw playing Brigadier Alistair Gordon Lethbridge-Stewart, and also an Ogron in this story, an Ogron called Gron. They're one of my favourite Doctor Who creatures. And this Gron fellow, well, is quite charming in his own way, although I wouldn't recommend him for the Royal Society.
You haven't gone and done it again, have you?
Regenerated? Like you wouldn't believe.
It was a very, very satisfying thing to read and to have happen, because they get on in this very warm manner, and each fascinated with the other, and the Eighth Doctor, in all of his goodwill and gracefulness, actually thanks the Brigadier for being such a great friend and expresses ways that he'd always underrated the Brigadier's talent and he'd never spoken directly enough and openly enough about how good he really thought he was. And it was charming to read that, and to have the Brigadier kind of almost bashful and amused by that. He had some, well, Doctor, now I know the world is ending. That's the manner in which he reacts to it, with sort of, you know, a bit of backslapping appreciation that you might have in the you know, in the officer's mess. But deep down he appreciates it. He's appreciating hearing that thing that he never thought he ever would. So, yeah, that lovely moment. A fleeting moment, but that made it all the more fascinating, I think.
And my name is Paul McGann, and I play Doctor Number 8.
You're asking me to accept that you're the Doctor, from my future, with a new face, and no Miss Grant. And no sooner have I grasped this perplexing situation, it's all going to be wiped away from my mind by some sort of time loop anyway.
That's about the size of it, yes.
Very well, how can I help?
In this episode, you know, they... of course, he doesn't know who he is, or he doesn't know which iteration he is. I get to reprise that line. You know, not the Doctor you were expecting kind of line. Which is a hoot. And it works.
It was absolutely amazing to play the Brigadier opposite Paul McGann's Doctor, opposite the Eighth Doctor. It was something I'd been looking forward to for a long time, something I was hoping would happen eventually, so to actually do that was magnificent. And I just learnt such a lot from just simply listening to Paul, how he was performing the dialogue, how he was delivering the lines. There's an acting phrase I heard, which was, never play the line. Never play the line. Don't make it too overt. Don't spell it out. Don't make it too forced or obvious. Now, Paul has such a way of being so understated, and this effortlessness, a gracefulness, which makes what he's doing all the more powerful and compelling. And the Eighth Doctor has such an elusive, enigmatic, alien sense about him, which is just fantastic how Paul creates that. And I learnt such a lot from just listening to him down the line.
Hello, my name's Tom Price, and I am playing Andy. I really loved doing this script. It was a lot of fun. I love the chemistry between the Doctor and Andy. I really enjoyed the sort of backwards and forwards Andy mocking the Doctor's rubbish time machine. What kind of time machine do you call this then? All that sort of stuff is just is great. And also I got to do something which I've always wanted to do, which was a genuine childhood dream of mine, to actually go, Doctor! Just, it's a really special moment. So Andy going back in time to the 1970s. I think he does pretty well. And what am I talking about? He's rubbish. I mean, the first thing he does is go up to some people in the 70s and say, well, back in my time, you guys are together. So he really fluffs his lines there when the first thing he does as a time traveller is say that he's from another time. I mean, that's sort of rule number one, isn't it? Don't mention the future. Forget don't mention the war from Fawlty Towers in Doctor Who. Don't mention the future. Which is what Andy does straight off the bat. So as usual, Andy is slightly clumsy, but hopefully, fingers crossed, he's a nice enough character to get away with stuff. And he enjoys the ride, Andy, because I do. I think that's why I love doing Andy, because he's constantly, oh my God, here we go then, let's come on, what's happening now? And I love all that stuff. It's great fun.
I really wanted to come up with something that would link the two time periods. And I was thinking about how, I guess, a lot of stories about relationships quite often centre around when two people get together anyway. And I just thought of an interesting way of having the story in the past interact with and create peril in the present as well would be this device of a time loop created accidentally by another participant. And this would allow us to play out that kind of initial scene of getting together in lots of different ways and come at it from different angles.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Clyde and I'm playing Tony.
And I'm David Shaw Parker and I'm playing Ron Winters in Stranded 2.
It's really fun. And, of course, it's the problems of time travel. I mean, poor Tony is quite confused, and who wouldn't be? Which Doctor, for a start? You know, he gets very, very confused. It's lovely stuff. It's great.
Yes, it is. It is great. I mean, the idea of just being trapped in a revolving loop, a perpetual loop, is it's astonishing. And the idea that one can manipulate one's past and edit memories into important ones and non-important ones. So, yes, the script's been, it's been a great script to work on.
Hello, my name is Ewan Goddard, and I am playing Claire, or Tony Claire, who turns out to be Tony in his younger days.
Calm down, Ron. Listen to your boyfriend.
What?
Oh, heck. You're not together? Not yet?
Together?
Hardly.
I really enjoyed reading this script. I think something that struck me immediately was how kind of lovely and kind of intimate and warm the script was. I mean, obviously there are so many huge, amazing Doctor Who stories, and this one does have big elements and themes, but there's such a lovely kind of quiet warmth to it, which I really enjoyed as I was reading through it. And it kind of took me a little while to put the pieces together of the timelines, but I think it's lovely because you do keep guessing for a while, and it does, when it all ties itself together very neatly, it's really satisfying as well. And I just thought it was really lovely and touching and just a lovely, kind script.
My name is Oscar Batterham, and in this episode I'm playing a young Ron Winters. This episode, when I read the script, very much does what I totally associate with Doctor Who, having watched it as a kid, and everything I sort of remember about it is it does that amazing thing of marrying a totally bonkers sci-fi nuts intergalactic storyline with stuff that is totally personal and human stories. This episode is about memory and about characters getting old and how that winds up with the Doctor and what he's up to, but it's basically about those kinds of relationships. And I think, well, not everyone has much experience of intergalactic travel, most of us know someone who's gone through that, who's got old and starts to forget, and that makes it very relatable, and that's why what I loved about this episode.
It's quite a thing to see where you've come from, actually, and see some of the capers that your family may have got up to. In our family, particularly on my dad's side,
my dad included, you know, they would feature the 19th and 20th century. They tended to turn up at a lot of the big events, you know, the wars and the battles and the ships sinking, that kind of thing. There was a McGann usually somewhere involved.
Hello, this is Hattie Morahan. I play Helen Sinclair.
If there was only some way of reaching him, telling him to stop, to put things right.
Sending a message across time. It's tricky. It's just rather lovely because there's a sort of romantic edge to the story, and we learn about the period in which they first got together. And then there's quite a touching revelation from Helen, actually, and her sort of connection to Ron and Tony, because she reveals to Liv that she had a brother that she's never spoken about who was disowned and imprisoned and criminalised before homosexuality was decriminalised, and how we don't really find out what happened to him, but there's this great tragedy that she's been holding to her chest all these years, and it's an opportunity for her to share that with Liv, and her sort of conflicted feelings seeing Ron and Tony so happy eventually, and the sort of mourning for the life her brother was never able to enjoy. That's just a really interesting element to Helen, that she's able to compartmentalise her own history and the emotional crises she might have had in the past, but how much it's still sort of agonising to her to have lost a brother, and for everything that he went through and the unfairness of that when you look at it through a sort of contemporary lens. So yeah, that was really, really interesting to play.
My name's Nicola Walker, and I play Liv Chenker.
I look at Ron and Tony, Liv, and I'm so happy for them, honestly.
But it hurts a little as well.
You do understand, don't you?
So we've just recorded Unit Dating in the Stranded series. It's an episode that takes some of us back to the 70s. It's a fabulous episode, and it had me thinking about watching Doctor Who as a child. My doctor was Tom Baker. I grew up in the 70s. And I really can't stress enough that it was incredibly creepy. The programme was really creepy at the time. You know, there wasn't a massive amount of high-quality drama for sort of, you know, teenagers running up to teens. And the phrase about Doctor Who sending you to hide behind your sofas, which is still used today liberally, was so true back then. My memory of watching Tom Baker in the 70s is watching it from behind a cushion. And I do remember jumping behind the sofa at certain points. I think probably usually around Davros, who was just so evil. It really was that scary.
Hello, my name's Benji Clifford, and I'm the sound designer on Stranded 2. In the second story, of course, we go back to my favourite time of all time, which is the 70s. Love the 70s. As someone that loves the 70s and all the music it brings, it was so much fun on this one in particular to write a few of the songs going on in there. You know, the whole thing is kind of centred around this song, and so I thought, well, as easy it would be to kind of pick up like some stock music or something. It's not really going to have that personal kind of feel to it. So I sat down and decided to write my own sort of slightly Mark Bolan T-Rex style kind of tune, which was really good fun. I've actually got a project where I'm in a 70s glam rock band anyway called Ziggy Ziegfeld and the Ziegsters. So for me, it wasn't actually that hard to slip into that mode. I think it's such a lovely story, you know, going right back there and experiencing the difference in the way that the world was back then and the characters. And it was just lovely to get into that familiar setting of the unit base where all us Doctor Who folk know so well. That was a real treat.
Working for Big Finish and all that, it's kind of like going back to the golden days of radio. That's what I like about it. It's you get to do stuff you would never do, or it takes so long to do. I mean, you could try to imagine this doing it in a studio. I mean, we'd be hours, you know.
Oh, yes.
And this way we can create pictures and monsters can be referred to and we can get all very frightened and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just lovely.
That's true. It is. It's the movie between the years, isn't it? It's glorious. And the great thing as well that also takes it back to the old days is the sense of story.
Yes.
You know, there is a beginning, a middle and an end, and things resolve, and there are, you know, there are denouements, there are low points, high points, which is kind of nice, you know.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.